It's 88.5. I'm Leah Fleming. Just about everyone knows someone who is or has been affected by cancer. According to the American Cancer Society, this year over 1.7 million new cases of cancer will be diagnosed in the United States. People of color, particularly African Americans, are more likely to die, though, from cancer. That's in comparison to any other ethnic group in the country. Why? At Morehouse School of Medicine, they're looking to understand that and then bring that education into communities of color at a free event that's happening this weekend. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to introduce you to Chris Draft. Actually, you probably recognize that name. Chris is a retired NFL athlete who once played for the Falcons. In 2011, Chris married the love of his life, Keisha. Exactly 1 month later, after their wedding, he sat by her side as she died after a battle with stage 4 lung cancer. Chris was recently in studio to talk about Keisha. He says that she was a healthy 37-year-old woman who never smoked, but one day felt some shortness of breath and went to the doctor. That doctor ordered a chest x-ray.
You know, we found out she had a mass in her left lung, and then a few days later she had a biopsy that confirmed it was cancer. And then a couple weeks later we find out from the PET scan that she has stage 4 lung cancer. And so It was a crazy battle, in terms of the fact we find this out, and my wife was tremendous in the fact that she said, "All right, let's just take it day by day, and let's just do what we can do." And she did that tremendously. Found a joy in each day, even though so much of what we kind of went through were a lot of disappointment in terms of her response to the treatment, and so unfortunately, after 1 year, December 27, 2011, she passed away.
Now, I've read that you said, "I want to put a picture of Keisha right in front of researchers' faces so when the doctors and scientists are doing their research, they see her there smiling, and it can hopefully give them a little extra push."
Absolutely. And it's not just a picture of Keisha. It's, you know, when I say that it's a picture of Keisha, but it's a person. It is someone. So when the doctors are doing their research, they realize this is not just some mouse models. This is not just about beakers and test tubes and all that. This is about people.
Also in studio today, I've got Brian Rivers. He is the director of the Cancer Health Equity Institute at Morehouse School of Medicine. So, Brian, do you put a picture like Keisha in front of you when you are going to work, when you do your work?
You do. And that's the purpose of the Cancer Health Equity Institute at Morehouse School of Medicine. We're starting to see more and more scientific advances attempting to better understand why. Why do we have this disproportionate burden of cancer among some groups, among some populations?
Yeah, African Americans are more likely to actually die from it. What have you been able to determine as the reason why?
And so, you know, we're still discovering. There's been some seminal discoveries over the last decade. But again, the problem is that we don't have enough African Americans involved in the conduct of research. We need to do a better job as scientists, as clinicians, and then as advocates and getting the word out again of the value of research and why it's so important for African Americans to be a part of these studies. We're finding that less than 3% of the sample are African Americans. So how do we expect to be able to generalize those findings that we have in these research studies to the benefit of African Americans? And so, you know, what you get is disparate outcomes because some treatments work for some groups. Then we realize that for African Americans, some treatments may fail them. There's a need to make sure that we have adequate representation of all individuals in research to make sure that this works for this population and we can address the disparity.
Now, we know that science, it takes time developing new drugs and treatment. That takes time as well. And over the last couple of years, we've heard about progress in the field of gene therapy that can really enable a patient's own immune system to attack and defeat cancer cells. Is that true?
It is true. It is true. Immunotherapy has really taken off over the last decade, and we're really able to characterize it with different indications or cancers. And then we also are understanding the value of community-based initiatives, where we're actually going into the community, whether it's through barbershops and beauty salons, and getting the messaging out around cancer prevention, cancer control, cancer treatment, cancer survivorship, and then more recently around cancer disparities.
Is it part of your work through the NFL to be going out and to be educating people as well?
Absolutely. I think the NFL is a great platform to be able to use to connect with the people. It's just the information that you use. Mm-hmm. This information matters, but if you're not receiving it, if you're not getting it, then it doesn't matter. we've got to be willing to do that, and we have to have a sense of urgency. That's one of the biggest things that, you know, my wife's journey, it was 37 years old. 1 year later, you've got to be dead. I'm getting fired up now. You got to be kidding me.
Okay.
And so it requires us to have a sense of urgency about what we do. And right now, that's the biggest thing that is holding us back in this community, is that there are things that we know that we can do that can benefit our people, and we are not implementing them with the sense of urgency necessary to make change.
Chris Draft is a retired NFL player and heads up Team Draft. And Brian Rivers is director of the Cancer Health Equity Institute at Morehouse School of Medicine. Both are participating in a free and open to the public conversation on cancer research and education that'll take place tomorrow at Morehouse School of Medicine. We'll put the details on our website at gpbnews.org. I'll also be moderating that event. Morehouse School of Medicine is an underwriter of GPB. This is 88.5.